From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The FBI has taken an airport shuttle driver from Denver and his father into custody. The arrests are related to a terrorism investigation, although it is not clear what charges the men face. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
24-year-old Najibullah Zazi and his father were taken into custody late Saturday evening. Reporters camped outside a suburban Denver apartment building took pictures as FBI agents escorted the father, then Zazi, down flights of stairs. Agents had conducted an extensive search of the same third-floor apartment earlier in the week. For several days, Zazi underwent extensive questioning at the FBI office in Denver. He called off a meeting scheduled for Saturday after media reports that he and his attorney were working on a plea bargain deal. Officials close to the case have told NPR that Zazi has admitted to ties to al-Qaeda and that he received explosives training at an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
The White House says President Obama will hold a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister and the head of the Palestinian Authority together at the White House on Tuesday. News of the meeting comes after Mr. Obama's envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, reported little progress in efforts to push forward Mideast peace efforts. The Office for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he warmly accepts the invitation. The Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, has not released a statement. The Obama administration has recently been pushing Israel to stop settlement building in areas that Palestinians wish to control. The idea has been extremely controversial. Conservative political activists gathered in Washington yesterday for the fourth annual Values Voter Summit. The event is organized by conservative religious groups. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
House Republican leader John Boehner was among prominent Republicans who spoke at the gathering. Boehner criticized what he said was excessive government spending by Democrats.
When I look back over the first 8 months of these new majorities in the Congress and policies coming out of the White House, all I can do to sum this up is to say that my Democrat colleagues are bankrupting America.
Democrats counter such criticisms by pointing out that the Iraq War, which was started by the Bush administration, has ballooned the federal budget deficit. They say many of the multi-billion dollar Wall Street bailouts likewise were backed by the then Republican administration. Still, Boehner says Americans are fed up with the Democratic majority. Referring to recent so-called Tea Party protests, he said a, quote, political rebellion was underway in the country. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Pakistani military says a commander of the Pakistani Taliban who had been held in custody has died. Authorities say Sher Mohammed Kassab died of wounds he received in a fight with Pakistani troops. Pakistan alleges Kassab has killed Pakistani troops and rival militia leaders and then released videos of the slayings. You're listening to NPR. The United States now has no military bases remaining in South America. The last troops have left the Manta Air Base in Ecuador. A new agreement with Colombia to add U.S. bases there is causing controversy across the continent. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The Ecuadorian government had signed a 10-year lease for the Air Force base in 1999, which was supposed to support U.S. drug interdiction efforts in South America. And as the last troops left, the Ecuadorian government was quick to celebrate. The foreign minister, Fander Falcone, said their departure was a victory for the sovereignty of Ecuador. For the time being, that leaves the U.S. without any military bases in South America, but that will soon change. Last month, an agreement was signed with Colombia, which allows for three new bases there and access to four Colombian facilities, but that agreement isn't sitting well with South American leaders. At least six presidents have said they are uncomfortable with any U.S. military presence on their continent. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds.
NASA says it launched a rocket into space from a small Virginia base this weekend. The space agency says it's part of an experiment. Several people in the Northeast could see the launch and called local authorities to report strange lights in the sky. NASA says the new satellite will collect information about clouds far up in Earth's atmosphere. Firefighters in California have nipped a wildfire that broke out in Riverside County, southeast of Los Angeles. Crews expect to surround it later today. It's already burned a dozen buildings. Meanwhile, crews are still working to finish containing the massive station fire just outside Los Angeles. That blaze has burned for the past 23 days. It is 93% contained. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.